Chapter 19. It was an unfortunate day for the brown rats of Gruntan Curdley. Hastened and bullied forward by their irate leader, they dashed along the squelching banks of the side stream. Rangvald the Rogue, unseen to his enemies, skipped nimbly along in the middle terraces of the woodlands, chortling with delight as they blundered into his cunningly laid traps. He perched in a sycamore, watching the leading half-dozen runners vanish amid screams of dismay. Down they went, straight into a deep natural pit, which he had disguised with ferns and rotten branches. The hole was filled with water, overflowing from the stream. The others veered sharply away from the bank, only to run into a grove of osier and purple willow, long whippy branches and boughs. Rangvald had tied back or intertwined a lot of the heavier limbs. He shook with laughter as the rats dashed into them. Thwack, splat, whoosh, thud! Their bungling passage released the lashing boughs. Jaws were shattered, teeth broken, paws damaged, and stomachs had the wind driven from them as rats were felled or cannoned into each other. Rangvald cast a backward glance at the chaos, wiping tears of mirth from his eyes.
Ah, now, me old buckles, that's only a taste of what you got to come. I'll teach you to mend your wicked ways. Hurry up now and see the grand treat I've got in store for you.
He halted long enough to hear Grunt and Curdley roaring.
What in the name of boiled eggs and bunions are you doing swimming round in that hole? Get out and capture those boats. And you's lot, who said ye could lay around in them bushes? Up on your anchors and charge, afore I do a spot of ear slitting and tail chopping.
Rangvald sped on his way, chuckling.
Sure, that's the way, Curdy, me old rat. Keep him coming. Boot a few bottoms, that'll move him.
Rangvald arrived ahead of the vermin at his pride and joy, Ouch Mansions. He had spent long seasons enticing wasps and hornets to the spot where two golden weeping willow trees formed a thick low arch from bank to bank. He had specially placed lots of rotten fruit and dead vegetation, full of grubs and aphids, at the foot of each tree. The wasps had built four nests there, large globe-shaped structures, which perched between branches. For the hornets, he had a fallen tree, the long dead and decaying trunk of a witch elm, that he had manoeuvred to the waterside. There was a constant coming and going of wasps and hornets round the willow, and a steady thin hum from the insects. Rangvald treated them with loving care. Walking among them unafraid, he grasped the ends of two long trailing ropes which had been tied to the branches of both weeping willows. Rangvald spoke soothingly as he paced carefully backward.
Ah, my little stripy darlings, pay no attention to me. It is only your uncle Rangvald. But listen now. Get those fierce owl stings of yours ready. There's a horde of fearful vermin coming this way. I want you to give him a good, hot, owled welcome. Sure, I know you do me proud, being the fine, savage bunch you are.
Rangvald retreated until the ropes were almost taut. Crouching on the undergrowth, the wily squirrel kept the wasp nests in view, listening for sounds of the brown rats heading toward them.